But tonight I am very happy to welcome back to Many Rivers Books and Tea Kenny Johnson. And tonight he is going to be giving a talk on purpose, direction, and sharing our inner gifts. And what was the other talk?
Embracing the unknown.
And embracing the unknown.
So
there are two titles for this talk running around, so I wanted to get both of them out give Kenny a chance. Kenny, thank you very much for coming back to Many Rivers. It's wonderful to see you.
I love coming here. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. Just for a moment, for those who don't know what I normally do, I just like for us for a moment just to, we've been coming from all walks of life, everywhere, right around the corner, right up the street, wherever you come from, wherever you come from. So just for a moment, I would like for us just to settle down, sit up straight, and let's take three deep breaths. I don't say nothing. This tape will be silenced all night long. I got to have something to sell. You can't sell silence, you know what I'm saying? So I got to say something. Hello, here we are. We here, y'all. So let's see if we go with this thing tonight. It's good to see y'all. It really is. You know, it really is. I'm just grateful to be here. I don't know about you. I don't know where you come from in your life, but I'm grateful to be here. 62 years old, and I've seen a lot of stuff, but I'm grateful to be right here, right now. I went through a lot of stuff to get here to have a conversation with you tonight. Hope you appreciate that. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you went through, you know what I'm saying? To get here so we can meet each other, see each other, say, you know what? I'm grateful to be here today, to know what I know, to feel what I feel. My story, your story is all the same. Real one. What you went through, it's the same as what I was suffering. That's why we're here tonight. We did a lot of suffering to get here. Wasn't no cakewalk. A lot of drugs, alcohol, prostitution, and a whole bunch of stuff was in my life. No. But I'm grateful that I started out reading the Bible. That was my launching pad, Christianity. I read the Bible over and 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 over. And when you're reading Holy Scripture text, you may not look like it's doing anything for you, but it is. It's rearranging the furniture in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. It's repositioning you, refocusing, recalibrating you. So when because consciousness is already flowing through you, but you got to shine it up, do a lot of things, and rearrange here, and do this here, so consciousness can flow through you a lot more clear and cleaner. So a lot of work had to be done on me for consciousness to be able to flow through me. But when everything was just right in September 1994, federal prison, Littleton, Colorado, I was in the right position to hear that word, bam! I was done with crime. I was done with the streets. Now what? That just put me on the path of gratitude, of gratefulness. And me, I was in a rap, it wasn't done deal, like, oh, I've seen the light, I'm in Nirvana. I was in Nirvana for about a couple of years. Then they said, you going home? I said, oh, shit. How am I going to survive out there? Because I know my track record is kind of shaky. With Jesus on my side and Buddha on his other shoulder and the Tao behind me and Kuan Yin in front and Ganesh over here in the southwest corner and Kalibo over there in the northeast corner and Saraswati over there and Lakshmi over here. I still need help. You know what I'm saying? And so I said, ooh, boy, this is going to be a rough one. But when I got out, all these gods, all these goddesses, all these divine powers were just guiding me, shaping me, bringing in the right job, bringing in the right relationship, bringing in the right, it was just all like a orchestrated play. And everything was just like, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong. I said, whoa, man, this is beautiful. It's like a symphony. Because every time I looked around, everything was just taking care of itself. Everybody was playing on tune. Everything was harmonious. Even the discord was harmonious. It was perfect. And I began to become more and more comfortable with this play of consciousness. Because I know it's always there to take care of me. And that same consciousness is in you and you and you and you and you and you and you. And it's taking care of us. It's always present, always available to take care of us. You need, you okay, brother? You can leave it on. You got a hot date, man. You can leave it on, man.
If you could say that to their audience in my leg.
Yeah, mine's for mine there, matter of fact.
Build a statue to you, right?
Build a statue to me, man. Hurry up and build that statue to me, man. Namaste. How you doing, bro?
Survivor. Alright.
I'm gonna say something to you, okay? I don't know what you know if you got yourself into. I don't know if you bargained for, but you have just signed up for something, whether you know it or not. But I'm pretty close to it now. You signed up to be seen. You follow what I'm saying? To really be seen. You don't understand what I'm saying, you know, because I'm gonna tell you a story. When I was in the joint, I used to read these spiritual books, you know, especially Yogananda, Muktananda. Those cats was like giving a lot of cities powers. And I was reading about how you can read people's mind. I said, I want to have that gift. I want to read people's mind. I want to know what she's thinking. Sometimes you really don't want to know what she's thinking. Like, you the blackest thing you see up there, you know. But when you said something like surviving, that told me a lot. I want to thrive in it. Not just surviving. You're designed to thrive, not to survive. Surviving, the word surviving, the energy made me think, well, I'm going to survive, I'm just getting along. But you were designed to just to have fun in life, to enjoy life, no matter what. Now, how can I say that? Once you let the story go of who you are, then you see something go totally different. Wow! It breaks the trance of who you are. It's like an anchor that's been holding you in the berth. You cut this chain, wham, and the boat is free. Are you ready to be free? Well, drop your anchor, cut it loose, cut it. Let's cut that chain.
Follow him now.
Huh?
Follow him now.
You do. Let's follow him. Stay with me, okay? This is your night, brother. What do you really want, man?
Peace.
Peace.
Be okay with me?
Yeah. Peace from what?
The hectic life I've been living.
Okay. What if you never lived that life again?
Yeah.
What if you never lived it again? Yeah. How would that feel? How would it feel?
I don't know.
Well, let's try it on. How would it feel if you never ever had? You walk back out that door, you walked out a new man. How would that feel?
I have no idea.
Imagine
I'd have to experience it.
So how would it? Let's imagine it. Okay, the story of you. You can drop it for a minute. Just let it go. Your bills, your rent, your relationship, the drugs, the alcohol, just put them down for a minute. You don't have to pick them up right now. Just put them down. The story of thinking, the story of saying who you are, stop that tape. You don't have to tell it no more. You know how your movie theater, movie reel is running into the tape will run out. It's not, there's no more picture up there because that tape is running. There's no light there. You see what I'm saying? Just allow your mind to experience it. How does that feel?
Honestly, I don't think I can feel that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But you can. You can. Because if you were to let that story go, how would it feel?
I don't know how it would feel.
But experienced it. But what would come up inside of you?
Probably some gratefulness, happiness.
Thank you. Thank you. And how does gratefulness feel right now?
I've been really feeling very grateful lately. Mm.
This morning, about 6 o'clock this morning, I woke up. I was laying in bed. And when I woke up, I came to the realization of who I am. Oh, I'm Kenny Johnson. Oh, man, I got to go out here. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this here. I got to make this phone call. I got to do this email. And then all of a sudden, as these thoughts was coming in some sense, just stop. Let them go. You don't have to follow the thoughts. You follow what I'm saying? You don't have to follow them.
It's what I know.
Experience. What are you saying?
It's what I know.
I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. You're saying with me, okay? I know that. But you don't have to keep knowing that. You don't have to keep doing that. Give yourself a break. Give your nervous system a rest. Just by saying, you know what? I'm not telling no more stories about who I am. What's your name?
Greg.
What if your name's not Greg ever again? What people never call you Greg again? How would it feel? Because Greg, it's a lot of stuff attached to the name Greg, isn't it? It's a long story attached to Greg, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So, just for a moment, just for the night, next hour, whatever name, your name is not Greg. And that story attached to Greg doesn't exist anymore. Just for the night, just for now. That's an experiment. Okay? So I'm not going to call you that dude. I got to give you another name. Call you Happy. How you doing, Happy? Good to see you, Happy. Man, you look good, Happy. Ooh, man, I'm so glad you came tonight, Happy. So Happy, just be happy the rest of the night, okay, Happy? Just happy. I'm happy. Let's repeat that and happy all night long. That's happy. That's it. Now I check in with you every now and then, okay, Happy? See how happy this is coming. I know you didn't think you would sign up for this, man, but this is what you'll get when you mess with me, man. Good to see you, Happy.
Good to see you.
Relief, isn't it? Just to be called happy, isn't it? Because there's nothing attached to it, is it? The other thing is dead. We're going to put a coffin on it, you know, bury it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bury that guy for a while. We're going to bury him, okay? And all his troubles and all his concerns, just bury it for a while, okay? We might unearth him. We might not. We might just let the dead bury the dead. Oh, man, I got one of them. That's from the Bible, for those who don't know the Bible. You know, the dead, buried, dead. You know, somebody asked me, says, what are you going to talk about tonight? I said, I have no idea. You're going to talk about your book. You're going to talk about prison work. You're going to talk about satsang. You're going to do a Dharma talk. I said, you know, what I love about Many Rivers, anything might happen. That's what I love about it. Anything might come up. I love the people that come. It's the right crowd. I said, and the right people are going to show up to have the right conversation. So how can I know what's going to happen to the right people? I don't know Happy what's going to show up tonight.
Even though I told you,
I didn't know. Alpha! What's up, girl? The show would not have been complete without you, Amber.
Oh, good.
Whew, man, I was worried. Come on up here in the front row. Get a blast of this love. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Amma, meet Happy. Oh man, so if anybody got any questions, whatever, there you go.
Well, I was going to say, when I went to the Renaissance Fair, that was such a relief for me in my life because I could forget about being me and be in this different world and be a new me. And it was like a little get away from who I was.
From who you were.
Just so refreshing.
Right.
So when you say let go of you for a moment, you kind of reinvent yourself.
Yeah. So here we are, we're at the Renaissance Fair.
I wish it was closer.
Well, here it is right now. But right now, we're in the Renaissance Fair. It feels good not to be at the Renaissance Fair. Ah, yes. Because wherever you are, the Renaissance Fair is there. Once you check in with yourself. You okay, Happy? Oh, let's check in. You have a kind face, you know that? You do have a very kind face.
I came here tonight because I lost a really close friend yesterday. Yeah. And the last piece of the great Celia Thornton. And I feel like she came. I'm about to come here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And I spent a lot of the last day just being grateful for a friendship that's lasted over 40 years. I was also thinking about what you said about letting go of yourself. And I think it's pretty cool when you start that and you just let go of the part of yourself that. Not really you, but you know, part of yourself is there, and then you're not going away from yourself because you're just fine with yourself, who you are, but you know who that is. It takes a lot of work to get there.
Yeah, just like I said earlier, I mean, I'm going through a lot of stuff. I fought a lot of alligators, crocodiles, lions, hyenas, and vultures, and a whole bunch of stuff to get to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't know about you. What about you, Happy?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah. A lot of alcohol and getting cussed out. I woke up email the other day. You no good. I said, wait a minute. You're going to always step on somebody's toes. You're going to always upset someone. It's how you receive it. Like a friend of mine today, he's supposed to be here, he said, I had a business card. It was lying on the wall of the ashram. So one of the ashramites picked it up and took it into the guru. And so the guru had this, you know, group meeting. He says, Kenny Johnson, spiritual friend. He says, what do you think about this? Kenny Johnson, spiritual friend. He said, well, because the guy knows my story. He said, well, Baba, he ain't robbing banks. He said, oh. So I've come a long way because it used to be Kenny Johnson, bank robber. Come on it. $5,000 reward. That used to be what they used to say. You know, that's the kind of pain I caused in life. So I've come a long way. You've come a long way. Mm-hmm. At one time, they used to call you, what's your name?
Barbara.
Barbara the Butcher.
Not quite,
but close. But you follow, you know, you don't mind me saying, do you?
Not at all.
But you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So we've come a long way. So we can be grateful for where we are. It's
Roy.
How old are you, Roy?
38.
In your 38 years, you have come a long way, haven't you? Yeah. Well, are you grateful for the wisdom and the teachings and the experience that you had in your life that got you here? See, I'm not ashamed of where I come from because it got me here. It was a setup. It was. It was God's little setup. Like, okay, in order for Kenny to have an awakening and realize the love that's in his heart and give praise to me and serve me, he has to have certain type of life experiences. That's like Barbara the Butcher.
Right.
And happy to happiness. But we having fun over here tonight. If I am, I don't know about y'all. I'm having a lot of fun. How you doing? How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm doing good.
Mm. Your name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee. Pleased to meet you.
Thank you. Pleased to meet you. Kenny.
And what brings you here tonight?
That's funny. I remembered I wanted to come, but I didn't know who I was coming to. So, I think I wanted to hear your story, and I remember that it was Gangaji was instrumental, and I was moved by that happening for you in prison.
Right. And what was your prison?
What was my prison? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still liberating myself. Just thinking the thoughts that keep me from freedom, mm-hmm. joy. Mm-hmm. At least I'm aware of that now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because those are bars, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they keep you away from what you really want.
Mm-hmm. And my true, self.
Your true self.
So sometimes I get there.
Mm. Yeah. It's quick for to get it, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you get, however you get it.
Interesting that, just like you say, exactly the places that I resented growing up, the situations that I resented, felt like I was cheated, are the exact places where that I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm. I know in my life, and I'm sure my story is your story. Your story is my story. There's only one story, and that's the story of life, the story of freedom, the story of liberation. It's only one story. We're all going to be liberated. That's the good news. When, where, how, what time, that's another story. But we're all going to be liberated. Ain't that right, Happy? Okay, cool. We got to check in on Happy to make sure he's happy now. You still down there? Yo, check on this. He snuck out somewhere, you know. But it was, I was telling so many stories, and they kept me incarcerated, physical incarceration. You know, because my story was so horrible, I had to be incarcerated. I mean, I want to rob, I want to take, I want to pillage, you know. Well, in this society, that's only lasts so long, they got to lock you up. You can only do that so long. But I got tired of telling a story, I got tired of living that life. So I said, no, I'm just done, I want out. And I mean, what? That's what I read about all the Nandas, I know the yoginis and yogis and all that Tulku, Rinpoche, and Dalai Lamas, and 13, the 12th, and the 1st, and all, and Christ, Messiahs, I just want out. If this stuff is real, I should be able to receive this. I just want out of the life that I was living, I was tired of it. And just wanting out, Roy, was enough. I want out of this. What is, I want to let that go. I'm done with it. Whatever's ahead of me, I take it. I don't know what it is. Because you cannot know about the unknown. You can only embrace the unknown. Whoops, I got it. You got that one. Got that one down. You're doing good tonight. But when you're embracing the unknown, it's the unknown, isn't it? We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We, no, we think we do. And I would like to think that I'm going to get up, I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, do that, but I don't really know where I'm going to end up tomorrow night. Is that right, happy? Don't say happy now. Oh, come on, happy. Come on, man. Stay with me, happy. Okay, man. Okay. But we don't know. When you embrace the unknown, you have no idea where you're going. When you say, I'm letting go of this story, and you have no idea of what's that next. But your spiritual experience, and they say, and I'm going to go back to you, in the Christian tradition, they have your Christian experience. And that means that over the years, as you have been walking with this, with the Christ, or with this, your divine twin, that you've always been taken care of some kind of way. Pretty soon you kind of trust your spiritual or your Christian experience, you're going to get through this. Whatever it is, you don't know how it is to pay the bills or new relationship or losing a friend, I'm going to get through this. I don't know how, but I'm going to get through it. And that's when wisdom starts sitting down in your life. And you can start telling other people, you know what, you're going to get through this. Because I've done this, I've done this, I've done this. Ain't nobody that Barbara the Butcher.
That's right.
Well, let's see Barbara the Butcher tell. Take her word for it. Ooh, man. What are we going to call this tape here tonight? That might be it. Oh, man. Questions?
For me right now, mm-hmm. I feel, I guess what I'm witnessing is that my process of embodiment is bringing up, there just seems to be a lot of grief and pain associated with really residing within myself. Mm-hmm. Did you experience something similar to that, or?
Yeah, I was tuned. I'm feeling like, I know this is your personal relationship in life. What's coming up for Catherine right now? She's holding something. Or something holding. I don't know. Y'all holding each other. Y'all embracing each other. So what if you just title the title of the meetup group, Embracing the Unknown? So you're no longer embracing, you're going to put that in the box over here. You're going to bury that along with me. Greg or young or something up or down there. We're going to and bury the other part.
I'm resistant to that
process. Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes, because we hold on to, even if it's killing us, we hold on to it. Even if we know it's no good for us, we hold on to it. Because the unknown is terrifying. It's a death. So I'd rather hold on to a carcass that's stinking and smelling as to embrace this fresh newborn baby. Which one you want, baby? the sweet smell of this baby's breath? That old carpet. It's stinking and rotten. Which one you want? Oh, man, Jesus. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
You know, I kind of see embracing the unknown as like really walking on faith. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had to get to a place where there's no place else to walk. Mm-hmm. It was about one of my kids. Mm-hmm. My daughter was a methamphetamine addict. Mm-hmm. And had a baby. Mm-hmm. And I had done everything that I could possibly do to make the situation right, mm-hmm. you know, to change things. And of course, I could not do that. And at the end, she was looking at 6 to 10 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I had nothing else to walk on except faith. I had to let it go.
That's right.
I had to let it go. And so I've taken a step out of that plane. And, you know, believing your parachute's going to open because you have no other choice.
That's right.
When you do that, and you say, you know, when you talk, me, I talked about faith for a long time, and this was the time that, you know, I have to do this. And when you don't fall, the parachute does open, it reinforces everything. Mm-hmm. And then you're, like, able to do that, and every time you're able to do that, it gets stronger and stronger, and eventually you see that by not trying to control things, and by really embracing it, it's really going to come out better than it ever could if you kept trying to make it go the way you think it should.
Oh boy, it's good. You want to come up here? I couldn't have said it any better. That was beautiful.
Giving it a lot of thought, spent a lot of time there. You know, I mean, literally, you're watching your kid drown.
Yes.
You're watching your kid drown, and you know. And when you do that, and that parachute opens. And then you're able to do it because, you know, that was the worst for me. Mm-hmm. So the next thing, mm-hmm. you know, the thing that wasn't working in the house or the car or whatever it was, nothing was as bad as that. So if I could walk on faith there, I could probably walk on faith.
Well, this is good.
Yeah.
No. This is good. I got to say amen. Amen. Amen, sister. Now, because I was talking to a friend just now at a restaurant. I said, you know what? I've been out of prison now since 1997. I said, I've had all kinds of little things happen to me out here. I said, but none of them can compare to that life I live. This is like the icing on the cake. Okay, my car broke down, I'm stranded in Concord, so what? Car Chevrolet. What the heck, I put a thumb out. You know what I'm saying? Okay, my girl left me for the 15th time. I'm okay, as he's gone, I stop somebody. No, let me just, you know, my teacher's mad at me, you know, it's whatever. My mom won't call me, my daughter cussed me out. Oh, woo! Because once that big one, no, your job is a wow, man, I survived that. Everything else is a piece of cake. But you got to have that big boom. I can survive that. That's okay. Then the other one, then you start trusting.
But it's not that you don't have to go through that to start trusting, because you miss a lot.
Right.
You know, when you're trying to make it go your way,
right,
you can really understand
right.
that you don't have to wait. You can do it right now.
That's right now.
Because right now, you don't have to wait to be, you know, nowhere else to go.
That's right. That's right. That's good. I'm glad you came, baby. I appreciate this. Very good. Okay, somebody have to talk. Oh, young lady, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just amazed at the title of the talk, because I didn't plan to come here tonight at all. I got off the bus and I thought, you know, they always have something good going on. I'll see what it is. And I come in, and I'm sort of living right now with the unexpected, because I don't even have a ride home tonight. But it's, you know, slowly the feeling is that, you know, something will happen. I'm being led different places. And I resist a lot. But it's very interesting. I mean, I'm 73, and most of my life I've spent following, you know, what I was supposed to do. And there is something very incredibly liberating, but very scary about doing this. It's very scary to walk on the cutting edge.
Yes, a razor's edge.
Yeah.
Either way you go, you're going to get something. You got tigers on the side, lions on the side, and if you if you don't stay, you're going to cut you right in half.
It's so good to hear what you said, though. And it sort of reinforces where I am in my life right now. So thank you.
Okay, who can get us later? Who's going to get us later to ride home?
I don't
know. Oh, no, you don't even know where I live.
Where you live?
I live way.
Where?
I live on a road called Moonshine Road.
Oh, that's a good road. You got the moonshine waiting on when we take over?
Burnside?
It's off of Burnside.
See, there you go.
It's a way.
Beautiful up there.
See, you got to ride home. It's case closed. I picked those so everybody can have a smell. So I picked up, walking down the road, I picked up, brought someone, everybody smell what I smell. That's a nice smell. Yes.
I saw this great painting once of a man walking a tightrope, and the rope was wrapped around his shoulder, and he was laying the rope out while he was walking. So
that's it.
Something what you were saying was just reminding you of that.
Yeah, and that's how we live out. If we walk, we're laying the rope out. But we're not doing it. Consciousness is doing it. Our creator is doing it. Our father, our mother is doing that.
It's happening.
Okay. Because consciousness cannot lose itself. That's a great smell, isn't it? Good smell. That doesn't smell dead at all, do it?
It's not dead.
Oh man, this nice smell, isn't it?
Is that jasmine?
No, what do you call it?
Virginia?
Gosh, what's that? No. Yeah, no.
Daphne?
That's it. Woo, man. Ooh.
Daphne?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I haven't spelled it yet.
Yeah, I think I'm almost positive. Yeah, what's the smell you say? Great smell.
That's a switch. You brought us flowers.
Oh, yeah. Well, these are beautiful too.
I don't know what it is, but it's wonderful.
Great song. Yeah, yeah, start to see the extra. She's extra dose. Happy, you cool? Okay, we'll check on it. How you feeling, man?
I could need a cigarette.
That's cool. Now I'm gonna tell you about cigarettes, okay? Don't mind you. When we were smoking, we were so afraid to have an intimate connection with ourselves. So we have to go out and have an intimate connection with a cigarette or a bottle or something else. So entertain the thought, Happy, that you can have an intimate connection to this happy feeling inside of yourself. And not the cigarette. And then what will happen? One day you'll wake up and you're not going to want to smoke a cigarette again. And you want to have an intimate connection with yourself, which is more important than a cigarette. So from now on, when you smoke your cigarette, really stop, sit down, get the cigarette out, put it to your mouth, watch yourself with the matches on your lighters, fire it up, take the puff, and feel the cigarette, taste the cigarette, feel it go in your lungs, feel what it does to your lungs, and feel how you, after you put the cigarette down, how you get up and say, the cigarette is taking your life force, it's taking your breath. Then you'll quit smoking. But really smoke a cigarette. Don't smoke it while you're driving in the car. Don't smoke it when you're, you know.
I smoke 3 packs a day.
That's what I'm talking to you. When you're smoking, don't smoke in the car no more. Driving down the highway, don't do that anymore, okay? Let's listen to me, okay? When you smoke a cigarette from now, go sit down in by a creek, under a tree. Even if you're driving, you want to smoke, pull your car over, stop, go, sit down, and smoke a cigarette. Become aware of what you're doing. Become aware of smoking the cigarette. And you're going to see something miraculous happen to you. Yes. No. If you have to go, you have to go.
I do.
I'm glad you came.
I'm glad I came too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. When you really want to smoke a cigarette, really smoke it. And you'll see that 3 packs get cut down to 2 packs. The 2 packs down to 1 pack. Pretty soon you say, man, I'm smoking 4 cigarettes a day. Man, I'm trying to smoke 1 cigarette, and you see how you was cut down. Because right now, you're unconsciously just smoking, with no awareness, no consciousness to it. So from now on, as a practice, as a meditation, as a contemplation, don't smoke while you're driving. It's dangerous anyway. When you want to smoke, I need to smoke a cigarette. Let's pull over, park the car, get out. Fired up for a good old cigarette. Ooh, this cigarette.
You're making me want to smoke a little
bit. But I want you to, if you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just really, that way you, at least you will save yourself. Well, cigarettes cost $5, $7, depending on what kind you're smoking. You save yourself at least $10 if you just start smoking cigarettes. Constantly start smoking, you have to stop. You have to cut down. But you can't smoke in the car no more. That ain't happening. You ain't smoking in the house no more. So you got to go out on the porch, smoke a cigarette. You know, you got to stop the car. All those those places where you was unconscious smoking, you're not doing that anymore. Then you'll cut down and you'll quit. And that's coming from a person that smokes cigarettes. Me. Right now, I would love to go out there and sit down and smoke a cigarette with you. I would love to do that. But I can't because my body, when I was smoking a cigarette, I had to go through so many changes, you know, afterwards. Nobody wanted to be around me, my breath smell, I was out of breath, I was tired. When I didn't smoke for a day, I felt energy, I was, whoa, man! Then when I smoked, I was like, so I said, do I want more energy? So I said, I want more energy. So I, be all up. Barbara says, hey, baby, how you doing? You look like an ashtray. No. Give me a kiss. We smoke. She's like, whoa, you know, get away. Get thee behind me, Satan. If I have a friend, she smokes cigarettes, she's so lovely. But I can't hang out with her because, you know, I get told, oh man. And people tell me that. You know, you're a cool dude, Ken, but you know, your breath stinks. So I would put on, I smell like a I smell like everything. Spearmint, peppermint, sage, you know, incense, you know. Such a deodorant, I said, fucking deodorant on me, you know. Trying to match the smell. Then, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, after all that stuff wore off, I would roll over. Woo! Man, whoa, baby! I got tired of that. I got tired of being rejected. You know, I got tired of the rejection. So I had to choose. Do I want to be a part of the living or the dying? There's no indictment. I'm not accusing them. I'm just saying these are some of the choices you make when you decide to smoke or not to smoke. It's about having an intimate relationship with something else that was inanimate and it's deadly and it's killing you, as opposed to having an intimate relationship with Barbara, this gentleman over there, or just even with yourself. So you can't miss me, man, because I've done it all. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you throw me, you can't miss me because I've done it all. Because I was trying every way to find happiness through something. And the best way to find happiness is just letting everything go. Letting it all go and discover happiness is right here. And this happiness will take care of you if you trust it. But you understand what I'm saying about the cigarettes and stuff like that? And I don't care about you smoking cigarettes. I'm not judging you, you know. But you can't do it in my car. You can't do it in my house. You can hang out, but you can't. In this place, you just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to go outside and do all that. That cool? All right. got that over with. He says, no, we haven't. I know it, man. I know. But just after the talk, we can go smoke, okay? I know, but we want you to burn a little bit tonight.
I know, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I'm probably going to go smoke.
I know, we know that. Hey, man, listen. If you got to smoke, smoke.
I didn't smoke in my truck. I only had to my brother in the truck.
But enjoy it. Remember how I tried how to smoke?
That's what I don't remember what you said.
Then go out there and really smoke the cigarette, okay? Really enjoy it. All right.
Be happy.
And be happy while you're doing it. How you doing back there, darling?
Good.
Good to see you tonight. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling more present than I was when I came in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I was talking to my friend Curtis, and we were talking about the book, The Last Hustle, the name of the book that's coming out. And oh, by the way, could y'all please sign the guest list? Because we really want you to want your email address mainly, and your phone numbers if you don't have an email address, because we really want to, you know, get the book in your hand. Because the book is about my life, but about my awakening, and also about my going back into prison and working with those incarcerated. And we want to be able to start generating sales. I'll let you say all of that. Anyway, the sign of guest list, you know, sign of guest. And Captain here is, what are you, Captain? She got a number of hats, but she's a part of this sacred space. Her title. Yeah. Program?
I'm helping out with the prison program.
Yeah.
Getting started.
That's right.
Many years ago.
5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This sacred space. Prison project. The Sacred Space Foundation, which has a prison project. And we work in San Quentin, and we want to expand the program and bring a curriculum in and to bring other programs in to help heal men and women's mind in prison. So, and the book will be designed to raise funds to further their work and through donations. You know, I went forward. I could go. We have a great facilitator by the name of Richard Charles. He goes in every Saturday. He does great work. And Catherine goes. She's going in more regularly now to get her feet wet so she can get a good grasp of what it takes, you know, to work with the men incarcerated, so that she also can sit down. So this is what we need, because Catherine has a number of skills in the mental health field. I would say.
You know what we're doing is, the men who have been in the group such a long time, and they have a sense of what they want and what they need, and so I think our work is really serving to empower them further and really build what the men want to build. So that's what I feel like I'm in service to in the work.
Do you teach meditation? The group,
you know,
or?
It's interesting because the men themselves in the group teach meditation. They have learned meditation, and for the newer people who come in, there's always a gentleman in the group who leads a prayer, who leads a meditation, and there's a whole ritual for the beginning of the group and the end of the group. So the men themselves do it. Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah.
It's ideal.
It is ideal.
Yeah. But I've been asked to potentially come in and work with other men's groups that don't have a meditation component and teach that. So we'll see.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. It's nice to see people who have struggled so much be in such an empowered place.
And only in Marin County are you doing this? Or do you... is it more spread out?
Well, Kenny, you worked in a number
I worked
prisons.
I was in San Francisco County Jail. I was in San Bruno County Jail. I was in AA programs. I was in treatment centers with Donnie. I was this Sunday I'm driving down to I'm going to visit one of my longest clients, I would say, in Chino Women's Prison. I'm going to visit her. I'm on her mailing list. So I'm going to be there all day long. I've never sat down and talked to somebody all day long, so this is going to be really interesting. From 9 o'clock until 3, I don't know what we're going to talk about that long, but, you know. I realize the value, though, of being in and just being there and then letting them talk and Just let it go. Just let it flow how it flows, you know, because, you know, when I was in prison, I couldn't wait for somebody to come in and visit me and get me out of that world. And so I'm excited. I probably am more excited than she is just to go hang out and just, you know, just say that you are loved. And people think about you and praying for you, and I'm a representative of that. Mm-hmm. We're just a representative of you all's love, you all's, you know, peace, wisdom, and prayers. Mm-hmm. We just represent you all's love. That's what we are. We're ambassadors for you all. That's the best way I can say that. Yeah. So when we go in with all this love, all these prayers, all these hopes, and all this faith for them. So they know that they're not forgotten. Because when I was in jail, I just wanted somebody to come and visit me. It was great. And then when Gangaji came in with the prison project, I just like, whoa, man, let me go meditate. Let me go sit with, you know, everybody. I couldn't wait for every Tuesday and Wednesday to go and sit with men in the group. And so I knew the value of having a group always in prison. And Donnie was the same way. That's how he had his awakening also. He was in prison in federal Sheridan. Mm-hmm. And he had awakening in prison. You know, so these programs work. This gift of awakening, this love that Reef spoke about, if you just walk in with it, they're going to catch it. Because they're so tired, you know, of their story, Lord. You know what I'm saying? They're ready to drop it, and they're ready to, you know, pick up something new. And when it sees that, because they've tried to even hustle under the sun, so they know hustle, right? They know cons. Wait a minute. I ain't never seen that one before. Man, that's different, you know? How the cold out there, man? That's all right, man. That's it all right. Y'all ready to happen? You happy now? You really have it now. Yeah, you got to see that nicotine. Yeah, we got it going now. But, you know, being, you know, in prison, people just want to be visiting. And my vision for prison work, when I got the program, I said, I just want to be able to have this awareness or this awakening, this Advaita Vedanta or non-duality teaching in prison at all time. Now the men have caught it, and they're just holding the space, and people come in, and the awakening happens, it just happens. Because you never know, you can't make it happen, it just happens. Am I right, man? It just happens. You know, we know that, so. But you got to have it there, you got to have it available, so, oh, I want some of that food. And what happens is this, once you catch this, then you come out, then you just, it just takes care of you, and so you have no desire to break the law. You know, you have a conscience now. You know what I'm saying? So this is why we want it in there, because it really shifts the people's conscience, rearranges the furniture, and make them they're rehabilitated. I don't think I could ever be out here in this many years without stealing and robbing and lying and cheating. I mean, I still lie, but you know, I'm not big lie, but I lie. No, we all lie, y'all. Who the heck don't lie? I'm happy. Had to be the one. Had to be happy.
Well, let me tell you, that was a lie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's You know, but I mean, I have proof. I've seen it done. I've seen a number of other men. Once they catch this, it's a wrap. And so, you know, a lot of programs in prison, and I'm not knocking any of them, because those programs need to be there in order to hold until they're ready to go on to the next level. I need to be in AA. I need to be in NA. I need to be in a Christian program. I need to be in the Muslim program, Islamic program. I need to do yoga. But then when it was time to for the final awakening or final teaching, however you want to say it, I was ready. And so we want it available to men and women in prison. And so when I sit in the jail for the next 9 o'clock to 3, you know, Sunday, you know, I just be like just sitting there and just whatever needs to happen. People say, who was that? Oh, that's Kenny. What was she about? Well, they got to talk about this conscience, this love. That's all they could talk about. Well, he was in jail. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you see what I'm saying? So, just saying, who is this guy? Well, instead of talking about it, we're going to talk about the truth. Well, who's Barbara the Butcher? Well, see, I'm going to tell you all about Barbara, you know. Talk, the pretty soon we're going to get to the truth. See what I'm saying? So when they start talking about you, they're going to end up talking about consciousness. Because you're a representative, you're an ambassador of consciousness. Am I close to the mark here? Am I right, darling? When they start talking about your life, I'm going to tell you about, give me your name one more time, baby.
Oh, Leanne.
When I tell you about Leanne. Leanne was so-and-so. Bam! Here they are, in consciousness. This is good stuff here. Let me tell you about Amber. The Amber came from Russia. Then she got here, so-and-so. She ended up in Minnie River Bookstore. And now she's working with the organization, so-and-so. And what they're about? Consciousness. Now we're going to talk about happy. Well, we ain't gonna talk about habit. We're still working on him. But you follow the that was new. I didn't know that. I didn't know about that. That was a good one. Then we got the old tape, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's on tape. I'm going to buy this tape myself. How much does the tape take long?
You can download it
for me. Oh, for free. Oh, okay. Well, I'm Oh, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, man. The beauty of this is that no matter what story you tell, we can always let it go. That's the beauty of this. No matter how long we tell it, how deep we tell it, we can always let it go. That's the beauty of this. We can let it go. That's the beauty. That's the blessing. What I'm saying, man?
No, I don't know how you begin to just let it go.
Okay.
Or how you begin that process.
Okay, no problem. Listen. I'm shooting so many things at you, okay? But you got him right there. And he can break it down to you, okay? You follow what I'm saying? Okay. I'm just throwing stuff at you. You see what I'm saying? Now, what's happening now? Check this out. I'm throwing this at you. And you're catching it. And you're trying to turn it over in your mind. Then guess what? You can be laying in bed. Oh my God. You're going to catch it. You follow what I'm saying? Or you might be driving down the street. Oh, I got it. A light going to go off. My God. Or tomorrow night over in Brooklyn. You're going to Brooklyn tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night in Brooklyn is the other South song, John Sherman South song. Oh, you might hear something over there. See what I'm saying? You catch it.
But how do you keep it?
Huh?
How do you keep it?
Ooh, we getting good already, anyway. Guess what, man? You don't know this. You don't know this. You're getting it already. Because you cannot ask that question unless you say, wait a minute. I kind of understand that. But how do I keep it once I get it? That's the beauty of this. You can't keep it. You have to give it away. You have to give it away. You got to pass it on to somebody else who's in suffering just like you. You follow what I'm saying? Because you can say, man, well, how you quit smoking 3-pack of cigarettes and you want you done one a day? How you do that? Because I know you win. Well, I quit telling the story about I need to smoke that many cigarettes a day. Because you're going to be teaching people. You got to pass it on. You can't hide your light under a bushel barrel. That's from the Bible, y'all. I'm getting mine in just in case I'm not here. Because once you start shining, you just can't stop shining. Because if you stop shining, it's going to be taken from you.
Kind of close. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
It'll work.
Because the story is like, you know, so many men was blessed. And they was all given so many talents, right? And one guy, when he hid his talent, another guy, when he did something with his talent, another guy took a talent and increased it. So the one who increased in talents was given all the other men's talents because they did not take that and multiply it. So whatever you gift you get, you have to multiply it. You have to give it away. That's how you do it. Then you get more. But if you try to keep it, then that's stinginess, that's selfishness, and that's not feeding the flock. That's not being a good shepherd or a good steward of the truth. Am I close?
It's not.
What time we shut down this operation? What time we shut down the operation?
Well, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
What's the name of your book?
Oh, the name of the book is called The Last Hustle.
The last
what? Hustle.
Hustle.
It's I was talking to my friend Curtis. I said, you know what? I really thought it was going to be published by now. We really thought it was going to be ready for this. That's why I picked this date to come do Saxon. I figured I would have some books here. But, you know, it don't feel right yet, does it? Does it feel like I should have a book in my hand right now? Just look at me. That's don't feel right, do it.
Things
haven't lined up yet. Because there's got to be buyers for the book. So we got to get all the buyers in place. Well, this is good stuff. So the buyers are getting in place. And the seller got to have lots of books to sell, so we just put, we positioned ourselves.
On the last hustle.
The last hustle. That's my, well, I don't know if it's the last hustle, but you know. It was one of the last hustles.
Doesn't have quite the same ring.
Yeah. No. Today I was walking. I said, "Man, I'm going down to Temecula to hang out with the guy who helped me get the book published." I said, "Man, how do you want to start the movie? I ain't got the book. How do I want the movie to start? What's the opening scene? It's gonna be someone the bars escaping." Or is it, you know, just, you know, what's the most, because I escaped from jail, so that's going to be in the book. It's already in the book. I robbed banks, but I can't tell it. I robbed banks, y'all, but we didn't put it in the story because I get caught for banks robbing. So my attorney said, you know, you can't put that in the thing because you didn't get caught. And so, you know, but I didn't know. So we have it in the movie, though, bank robbery, I got caught, something like that, you know what I'm saying? So we try to figure out what's the open scene. I don't know who the screenwriter is going to be. I don't know if, but I'm just like, man, this is exciting. So everything got to be in place. Right. So it ain't time for the book. We just prime the pump. So make sure y'all sign that thing so we get a book in y'all hands. So we can give it to those who are in, like we were talking about her daughter. To inspire, her daughter might know somebody.
My daughter needs to write a book.
Yeah, see, there we go. So that would be inspiration to her daughter to write a book. See, if Kenny can do it, I know you can do it. You're far more intelligent than that bump. That bump. That bump on the law. Woo, boy. Well, I hope y'all had as much fun as I did. Oh, man. Ooh, boy, that's a good one. Namaste. Okay. Namaste means I shout peace, or I bow to myself, or I bow to you. No. So I'm bowing to you. Okay. I'm bowing to the God in you. I see God in you, and I bow to the God that's in you. You follow what I'm saying? Okay.
Thank you, Kenny.